tells us that to succeed in fending off the Yetzer Hara, we needed a great deal of wisdom and a great deal of vision. This is the meaning of what we find in Haggai. Simu levavchem u'darcheichem. His mussar was, take your heart and pay attention to your derech hachayim. We oftentimes, we just race from one problem to the next in life without taking that step back to think. I don't think. Is the Navi, is Musar, is Simul of Avachim. Pay attention to what you do. As the Ramchal tells us, that at all times, preceding that which we do, and into the action itself, subsequent, sometimes we're in such a rush that we don't realize what we did. But when we slow down and we look back, we say, uh-oh, that was a bad move. Shlomo Omar b'chachmosai. Shlomo said in his great wisdom, Al titein sheino leinecho snumalav hapecho. Don't sleep and don't slumber. Hinotzeo kitzvimiyo. That if we're aware of that which we do, is he not self-kitzvimiyot? When the deer senses danger, it takes off, it runs away. You try to keep up with the deer when it runs away. So, what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us, if we don't sleep, means to keep our eyes open, then he not self-kitzvimiyot. Then we can't save ourselves in that fashion. But Chachamim Oimrim, Kol HaShomer Chosu B'Olam Hazeh, person that evaluates that which he does, Zoche Roya Vishwasa Lakalakalish Shalakalish Baruch. And we can do things which are which seem to be objectively good, and yet if we look at them a second time, they're not so good. And that's the Gemara that he quotes in Moed Kotel, that Rabbi Yanai used to ask questions all the time in the shir. Thank you. Used to ask questions all the time in the shir, except for Shabbat at the Riglo. Shabbat before Yontif, the Rosh Yeshiva used to say a drosha. That drosha wasn't a regular shir iyun. It was a posha the shir that he taught the basic halachas of Yontif before Yontif, before each Yontif. But on Shabbat, the Rigla, he didn't ask any questions. Why? Even though the matters were simple, and even though if he had a good question, the Rebbe could say a chiddush, a new halacha would come forth. But maybe he'll ask, and at the moment, this Rebbe won't have an answer. And in the forum that he's presenting himself to the Balabatna of the city, he'll be Zayin Atar. So the Gemara says that there's a pasuk in Tilum. The pasuk in Tilum says, "V'som derech, arenu b'yesha alokim." The Gemara interprets it, "Al tikri v'som elo b'sham." A person that you might say v'som derech, who's mindful of how he goes, but called a shomerchos, if he evaluates that which he does. And Yonai concluded that to ask his Rebbe v'shabbat to riglo. Even though there's probably nothing to be concerned about, these are simple, tried and true halachas. But then, in case he does ask him, we'll probably hear a chiddush lahalacha from his Rebbe. But nevertheless, this is not the time and place to ask, because it could have unforeseen consequences. It's a person that takes cheshbon, he evaluates, ask mishurim, and a shir is a very good thing. Gemara says in Bab Metzia, when Rish Lakish died, so Rabbi Yochanan was despondent. So they sent Rabbi Elazar to be his Talmud. And every time he said a shir, he brought him 24 riyas, that the shir is good. And Rabbi Yochanan grew more despondent. He says, what do I gain from you? I like my share as it is. I don't need the 24 ayahs. What I needed was the 24 questions that Rish Lakish asked, because that brought the share to a deeper level. It was Mechadish Nu Halachas. And Rabbi Yochanan couldn't live without. There's a mice, I heard this from Lisa Plachinsky, Zatzal. Now, his father was the son-in-law, one of our son-in-law of the altar of Slobodka. And he lived, he was a Roman at a town near Dvinsk. And Dvinsk at that time was the Rogachover and Ramea Simcha with Rabbonim. And Blazer, as a his youth, was friendly with both of them. They were both very friendly with him. And they would await the Rogachover, he used to await his return from Yeshiva for this month, for Ben Azman, to have a chance to talk to him. So he told us a Maisa from Ramea Simcha. Ramea Simcha was, as we know, was a super guy in his own league. And he had one balabas and Vince that used to sit and learn with him many hours a day. So the people understood that this balabas must be who knows what type of guy, if he could sit and learn a few hours a day with Ramea Simcha. V'hoya b'yayimahu, this balabas was coming to learn with Ramea Simcha, and he was passing through the Bis Medrash. And there was a market share teaching balabas. And balabas asked the kasha, and the market share answered. And he heard, the teretz doesn't make any sense, the kasha is a good kasha, the teretz is wrong. So he took up for the balabas against the market share, what you answer? All of a sudden, Ramea Simcha, who had an office down the hall from the Bis Medrash, heard the commotion, he ran in. He saw what was going on, and he said, there was Vaisnish Benyamino, the Smoilo, his only freaking concussion. So a person doesn't know the difference between his right and his left, shouldn't ask any cautious. And he ran back to his office. That day, he didn't learn with his chavusa, it was a whole commotion. And Rateyom Kolayir, the city was a buzz. I mean, here he learns hours and hours a day with him, and now he says he doesn't know Benyamino, the Smoilo. So he came the next day to Ramea Simcha, and he says to Ramea Simcha, he says, you and I both know, this was the kasha, and this is what the market share answered. There's no question, there's nothing to talk about, that the one, the balabas was right, and the market share was wrong. That's, you know, both of us know that. And Ramea Simcha agreed. So he says, but I don't understand, what did Ramea Simcha say? There was Vesnish Ben Yamin on the smell, there was almost freaking concussions. So Ramea says, he forgot a Gemara. He says, some derech haren of Yeshua lokim, oh, where's the pindola de nekuda? On the left side of the sin. So Gemara came, and it moved the pindola de nekuda to the right side. And the Gemara said, come over Shabbat at the regular. There's a time not to ask kashas too. So that's what I was telling you. You forgot a Gemara. There's a time not to ask kashas. And that was the time not to ask kashas. Kol Hashom Rechoyzer. But it's not easy to be Shomar Chayisov. The age that we live in is even worse. It used to be that there was quiet time in life. You went on the bus, the train, you went on a car. The car was a machaya. Drove, you know, drive to Brooklyn for half an hour, 40 minutes. Out of touch with the world. So it's time to, you know, just stop and realize what's going to happen today, what happened yesterday, and size up if that's really what you want. You wanted something else, and it came out the wrong way, or it will come out the wrong way, the right way. A little peace and quiet. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have the digital age. The cell phone is in the pocket, it's a klap da ganze zeit, it's mamish no menucha. You know, in a case that's not enough, then you have text messages and WhatsApp and emails. And the phone is ping, 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 ping. I got to talk, you know. Doesn't stop. And then in case you actually don't pick up the phone, there's voicemail, Baruch Hashem, you know. So we can't escape being constantly bombarded. It makes it very hard to think. Very, very difficult to think. So So it's even more necessary today to heed the advice of Simul of Avcham, of the Chaycham, of the Novi and Chagai, just to make a time when we disconnect from the digital world and just put ourselves into our own world. There's ourself, and there's the Rabbeinu Shalom, and what exactly is taking place in that sphere. That's unbelievably necessary today, because the world 24/7, and it makes no difference where you go. Go to the other end of the world, your cell phone still rings. You know, so unless the guy's cheap, he doesn't want to pay for such a call on his cell phone. But a chutz for that, wherever you go, you can't hide. You can't hide. So that's what I mentioned to you before when the cell phones came out. Rabbi Yosef Zatzal said, I don't understand why you want to have such a thing. He says, forget Allah and Ishtaloch. But the most precious thing in the world is Menuchas HaNefesh. You ready to give it away so readily? His Rebbetzin Ale Ashum, she was a very special woman, Rabbi Levin's daughter. And she said, when my husband isn't learning, there's nothing else in the world. He doesn't know. You can come stand next to him, bang on the door, he doesn't hear a thing. He says, and the day when Mashiach comes, he's probably not going to know Mashiach coming in the came until he comes home at night, you know, to eat supper. You know, his world of learning, the whole world will be cooking, cooking, Mashiach, Mashiach. He won't know anything about it. He'll come home, I'll tell him Mashiach came. But the notion just of a little menuchas nefesh, to just take stock of what we're on, where we're going, is so important. Shabbos Rabbi Yisai, Deib Shashigabas Ol Brocha.